This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
This Thanksgiving, be thankful for all the free bets. That's right, DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, has a Turkey Day no-brainer you can't miss. New customers can bet just $1 on any Thanksgiving NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps. Bet just $1 on any Thanksgiving NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps this Thanksgiving Day at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older and Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
It's time for The Drive's Top 5 at 5.
Quitting time on your Wednesday, 5 o'clock here on Fan Run Radio. Russ LeBaire back with you on The Drive. Another 60 solid-ass minutes of Fan Run Radio headed your way. Number one, scary situation with the Vikings up there. A lot of off-the-field drama around Minnesota this year. Defensive end Everson Griffin, who had barricaded himself in his home for 14 hours after making a series of disturbing social media posts claiming that someone was in his home trying to kill him, has left the home. Law enforcement agencies got him out of there and hopefully get him the help he needs. This is not his first breakdown type situation. He had to leave the team in 2018 for his own mental health and apparently had some sort of situation. Yeah,
that's sad.
Yeah, so
do you know Mike Zimmer's dating a Maxim model? Remember Maxim magazine?
Yeah, is that still a thing?
Zimmer, according to I think it was Barstool last night, Zimmer's current, and she announced it on her Instagram, and she looks like what you would think a Maxim model looks like.
Kind of trashy, but
nah.
No. That's what my recollection of Maxim was, that it was a little trashy.
I mean, a little trashy, but they're still getting out of a Ferrari and walking the red carpet. High-class trash.
High-class trash.
God, best kind.
Number two, Aaron Rodgers has a fractured pinky toe.
I thought he had the COVID toe. That's what he was claiming.
COVID toe.
You know, it's one of those things people have had, like long COVID symptoms, is like you get these red streaks on your toes, and apparently it can be like yeah,
COVID toe.
Look it up; it's a thing. I swear to God, I'm not BSing you.
I don't think that's what he has.
No, I'm telling you. At one point this morning, it was on social media, but there were people wondering if it had something to do with COVID, if he had COVID toe.
He says he's got a broken toe. The Packers say he's got a broken toe.
We'll go with that.
We'll see what happens. He played through it this week. We'll see if he's able to play through it. It sounds extraordinarily painful, but that's what Aaron Rodgers is dealing with. Number three, we'll stay in the pro game here. 7 first-year eligible players, including Andre Johnson and DeMarcus Ware, were among the 26 modern-era semifinalists named for the Pro Football Hall of Fame's class of 2022. You think Andre Johnson, DeMarcus Ware go in the Hall?
Probably. I can't believe Andre Johnson's already eligible.
Yeah.
God, we're getting old, man.
Also among this year's semifinalists in their first year of eligibility, Anquan Boldin, Devin Hester.
Boldin deserves to go in. Hester will go in as a kick returner.
You think Boldin deserves to go in? I don't know the numbers, man.
I don't either. He's just – Anquan Boldin's one of the toughest guys that ever played in the NFL.
Robert Mathis.
Yeah.
Steve Smith.
Yeah.
Vince Wilfork.
Yeah.
I think they all have pretty good cases.
Vince. And who was right before Vince? Oh, Stevie Smith. Senior. Is that who you're talking about? Carolina Panther wide receiver? Yeah. He's an ass-kicking machine. I always loved Steve Smith. He beat the hell out of a defensive tackle in practice?
He doesn't
fool around. Yeah. Remember, he used to fight.
Yeah, he likes to fight guy. Number four, they go to the second overtime in Atlantis. Auburn and UConn tied after five extra minutes at 95. They can't end this one.
You totally missed it. It was right at the beginning of the top five. Virginia was coming down leading by two. Auburn was going to need to foul. And the guard, the point guard from UConn, just like fumbled the ball. And Auburn took it down and scored, and they've tied it up now.
It happens.
Here we go, starting number two.
Finally, number five, West Point cadets attempting to nab the U.S. Naval Academy's mascot ahead of the annual Army-Navy game.
It's a goat, right?
They ended up grabbing the wrong goat.
Was there a decoy goat?
U.S. Military Academy cadets traveled this weekend to a farm near Annapolis that is home to Navy mascot Bill. Your goat's name is Bill?
That's a fantastic name for a goat. Bill the goat. Billy goat.
Oh, Billy goat. Okay, I get it. Bill. Okay, that is pretty good. Belongs to a long line of goat mascots with the same name. The cadets gave chase to the spooked goats, and instead of grabbing Bill number 37, they came away with Bill number 34, who was a one-horned 14-year-old retiree, according to the New York Times.
So basically, these cadets went and terrorized a senior citizen goat with one horn. I mean, they had to realize. I mean, can you not tell the difference between a one-horned, broken-down goat, Bill 34, between Bill 37 and I'm just going to assume here, since I've seen him on TV this year, he's got both horns.
West Point officials would not confirm details of the incident Tuesday, but said the animal was returned safely and they were investigating those responsible. Nabbing mascots is a decades-long service academy tradition, typically viewed by the perpetrators as a prank, but it has been officially off-limits since the early 1990s.
Wonder what happened. Something had to have happened.
In 2018, Army officials at West Point apologized after a falcon belonging to the Air Force Academy was injured during a prank. Army-Navy game set for December 11th.
Call me crazy, but have you ever been up close to a falcon or seen a falcon?
No, birds creep me out, and even little birds creep me out.
Dinosaurs.
I don't want to get near big birds.
Yeah, I mean, there was a falcon that used to live behind one of the places I worked at.
Oh, I've got a hawk that lives in our backyard.
I'm sure you get those
and
tall
when this
ass
thing,
trees.
Like, you will hear it like screech, and you know, like cartoons, you hear like those. It's that in real life, and it like echoes
really loud
through the neighborhood. It's startling.
Have you ever gotten a look at how big a hawk's talons are?
Yes, because I've seen this thing up close. Like it's basically a yard pet.
Well, that, and it's a killing machine.
Oh, it's huge.
A predator. I mean, a hawk's a predatory bird. So is a falcon. But wow, you injure a falcon?
No.
Those Army guys.
Bunch of amateurs. All right, that is the top five at five. It's brought to you this afternoon by our friends at Knoxville Smiles. Folks, if it's been a while since you've been to the dentist, do what I do. Go to Knoxville Smiles. Ask about the guided biofilm therapy. I had this new technique done to clean my teeth just last month. It's amazing. Gone are the days with all the poking and scraping and scratching. It's a new age over at Knoxville Smiles. Using a gentle erythritol powder mixed with air and warm water, they can clean your teeth better than ever before without any metal instruments now. And they just go in there and shoot this jet of liquid and air and the powder into your teeth, and they've got the sucky thing out there that takes all the water out too, and you walk out of there without all the gritty stuff in your teeth stuck in there and all that stuff.
So the hook that makes me crazy, so that eliminates that hook thing, right?
The hook thing.
Where they go in and that thing where they kind of scrape off the tartar off your teeth.
Yeah.
And then they, so this eliminates everything, all that.
Yeah.
Sign me up.
You can sign up at KnoxvilleSmiles.com or just call 865-539-1776 to find out more. That's KnoxvilleSmiles.com. We're going to be joined by Justin Ganey, Tennessee basketball assistant coach, coming up here in just a few moments on the show. Talk a little Tennessee hoops with him. In the meantime, we go back to the G3 Help Me Hotline. Brad in La Follette is
next.
Brad,
we've lost Brad.
We have been rendered Bradless.
So UConn led this game by 15 with 11 minutes left. They've blown like two leads. They're leading by six now. Looking to go to seven. I mean, this thing may just about be done, though.
Hate to see it.
Hashtag pray for Jamie.
Pray
and Phil.
For Jamie, Utah. All the Pearlites.
What'd you used to call them? The Pearlinistas?
What did we call them? The Bruce Backers?
I think it was the Pearlinistas.
They are curled up in the fetal position right now, mourning the loss for Bruce Pearl. And who will they have in the losers bracket at the battle for Atlantis?
I don't know. UConn's look pretty good. They've shot real well.
Do you have a favorite Thanksgiving week tournament?
Thanksgiving week tournament? Yeah. I like the battle for Atlantis.
I like this one too. I just like that it's played in like a ballroom, and the camera angle is really low, and the crowd is like bathed in this weird blue light. It's kind of ethereal.
Ever since you texted me that about the UConn coach, that's all I can think of. I mean, he looks like he does.
Yeah, people don't know what I texted you earlier. Yeah.
I mean, he looks like Trey's dad.
Well, I'm sure this is scintillating radio.
It's incredible. We always deliver.
A game that's going on right now. But anyway, if you want to jump in, take a shot, 865-546-8200, your number to get on the show this afternoon, 546-8200. If you want to get up with us, after our chat with Coach Ganey here, we will reset the latest coaching rumors. We need, Geraldo Vall called in Monday and made a promise he has not kept.
Oh, hold on. I've talked to him.
Hold on. He said Monday on these very same airwaves that he would be calling in daily with reports, juicy coaching search nugs from all over the land on every coaching search that concerns an SEC school, and maybe even some that don't. And that was the last we heard from him. Did not call yesterday, has not called yet today.
I've heard from him.
Geraldo Vall, I am pointing the finger at you. I am accusing you of providing false and misleading information on the drive.
In a complete plot twist, I stand in front of Geraldo Vall and point right back at you. The guy he contacted me earlier in the show. He's got some personal stuff going on. He's unable to call.
He's had personal stuff going on for 48 hours. He can't carve out a 5-minute call to the drive.
I don't want to put him on blast, but yeah, the guy's got, he's a young dad like all of us. And
I'm calling BS.
He's got
I'm calling BS. You go to the mat for your internet friend if you want. He made a promise on these airwaves. He has not kept it. And we call people to the carpet here.
One of our best callers, and you're just trashing him.
He is one of our best callers. I'm holding him accountable is what I'm doing. You're going to say something. You're going to make a bold claim on the show. Don't not back it up and then not expect to be called to the carpet.
Yeah, but it's Thanksgiving week, Russ. And this guy's dealing with a lot. I'm telling you, I'm not going to put out his – he's dealing with a lot. He's got a lot on his plate today.
Hey, we all got our problems, buddy. I'm sorry. Did I show up for work today? Did you show up for work today?
Yeah, but you know what happens when the old lady's under the weather and you got kids?
I'm not going to put his business out there.
Yeah, I mean, go ahead because you keep hammering it.
I could drag anything out of it without even trying. Stay with us. The Drive continues. More Fan Run Radio coming up.
The Drive.
Hey, it's Bo Kregner.
Back here on The Drive, Fan Run Radio. Boy, more off-the-field drama for Georgia.
Really? What now?
Georgia football player arrested earlier this morning on multiple allegations, including 3 felony charges for damage to property and carrying a weapon in a school safety zone. Georgia freshman defensive back Nylon Green booked into Athens Clark County Jail 2:49 a.m. Wednesday. He was released on $10,000 bond after appearing in court earlier this morning. Now, this was a 4-star guy that Tennessee recruited fiercely. Of course, Georgia won that battle, but he was a top 100 national player. appeared in three games for the Bulldogs this season, and we'll see what happens. According to a University of Georgia Police Department report, UGA Dispatch received a complaint on November 14th about a male near McWhorter Hall on East Campus with what appeared to be a gun and possibly, quote, dry firing while pointing the gun in the direction of another male. During the investigation, police determined Green was in possession of a black Beretta BB gun, and later...
Beretta makes a BB gun?
Later that Green also had a tan Colt M45 A1 BB gun on school property in his dorm.
I'm familiar with that one. And if you're out at night and a law enforcement officer comes across you and you've got that in your hand, you're getting told to drop it or you're getting shot.
The investigation developed probable cause to pursue three criminal charges, two felony counts of a weapon within school safety zone, and one misdemeanor of reckless conduct. Subsequent report was filed November 16th after police responded to a call from a UGA employee regarding damage to an exterior window of Busby Hall and led to additional warrants being sought for Green. So, yeah, what a rocket surgeon here, man. He's shooting out windows on campus with his BB gun.
These things look, I just looked them up. They don't look any different from, like, the real thing. That's just idiot. And we dodged a bullet. I'm telling you, for the parents out there who have kids that are being recruited by the University of Georgia, I don't know why you would want your child to go there.
Sounds like a halfway house down there. You got rape and gun allegations.
Yeah.
My God.
Shooting out streetlights.
Doesn't sound safe.
No, it doesn't at all. Come to Tennessee. Wholesome.
So that's going to be a difficult thing for Kirby to monitor. And, yeah, what do you do? Because, I mean, I guess it's not a real gun, but certainly not something that Kirby Smart wants to be dealing with. Let's go back to the G3 Help Me Hotline. We got a guest standing by. He is an assistant basketball coach at the University of Tennessee, Justin Ganey, making his second appearance on the show. Coach Ganey, good afternoon. How are you, sir?
Hey, Russell, I'm doing great, man. How about you?
Hey, doing very well. What a weekend of basketball you guys had, man. You have the decisive loss, we'll say, against Villanova. Couldn't have been a pleasant night's sleep on Saturday. And then the team rebounds to beat North Carolina, one of the blue bloods of college basketball. What were your takeaways coming out of the weekend?
Well, you know, we learned a lot about our team over the weekend, you know, you know, I think it was things we already knew, but it always helps to kind of get those reaffirmed within live action, you know. And so, you know, coming into the Villanova game, we knew it was going to be a battle. We knew it was going to be against a really tough team mentally and physically, a disciplined team, and a team that doesn't beat themselves. And so we knew, you know, in order to win that game, you know, we had to beat them. And, you know, I thought we guarded well. I thought we did some good things defensively. Offensively, we weren't at our best. I thought we got the looks that we wanted. We just didn't knock them down. And you know, and it didn't, you know, it didn't go our way. And you know, first half wasn't as good. But then, you know, I thought we gained momentum closing out the second half, closing out the first half, and then into the second half where we played them pretty much an even ball game. You know, we ended up winning the second half. So, you know, that gave us some things to build on. We had some, you know, a good film session that evening, and, you know, guys were ready to go against UNC that next day. And, you know, like, that's one of those deals where you don't really know how guys are going to respond. You think you know, but, you know, after losing like that against Villanova, you know, quick turnaround, you know, do you guys hang their head or do they tighten up their shoelaces and come out ready to battle? And we were proud, very proud of how our guys responded, came ready to go. They learned from the experience night before and came out and was just ready to rock and roll and take care of business. And so really proud of all of our guys that were in, you know, in that locker room with us and they traveled with us.
So looking back at the Villanova game, you're saying that you guys go back and watch the film, and on second look, it may be not as bad as it was, as it appeared to be at the time.
Yeah, you know, and you know, I say that because of, you know, we did a good job guarding. Like, when we looked at the stats, I mean, we held them to 37% shooting from the field on the night, you know. And you're talking about a team in Villanova that's typically one of the top five most efficient teams in the country, mm-hmm. you know. And so we felt like we did our job there. We just, you know, we didn't take care of business on the offensive end, meaning like knocking down shots. And we got some of the same looks against UNC and they made. And you know, I think if, you know, we make some early on in that Villanova game, I think things feel a little bit different.
Oh, man, the first play of the game, man. I mean, I know you don't want to come in here and rip the officials, coach, but we'll do it for you. Right. I mean, like, if you get the and one there, I mean, I don't want to – it's a basketball game. It's 40 minutes, but that just seemed like – because it took you guys a while to get on the board after that. It just seemed like a key momentum play right at the beginning.
Yeah, no, it was tough because we ran good offense. We got the shot that, I mean, Kennedy practices and shoots every single day. It's a great shot for him. You know, we felt like, I mean, just, you know, even after you watch it on film, you feel like, man, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
But it did a lot, you know, like it took 2 points off the board. It gave Kennedy a foul, you know, kind of makes him a little more hesitant because you don't want to pick up that second foul early. So, yeah, it was deflating. It was a deflating play. And you know, when you're playing against a team like that in that type of setting, like, you need every inch, every momentum burst, anything you can get to help push you over.
Talking with Justin Gainey this afternoon on The Drive. And Coach, you and Coach Barnes, both North Carolina natives, did that make the win over the Tar Heels Sunday extra special for you two?
Yeah, you know, Russ, they're all, you know, they're all great. You know, all the wins are great. And you know, the saying is, you know, no win counts more than others. But yeah, you know, like being in North Carolina and growing up in that area, you do recognize, you know, North Carolina, you know, and you kind of grow up with them, you know, in your backyard. And so when you get to lace up and go against them, and I had the opportunity to do that as a player. And then also now on the coaching side of things a few times. And, you know, those matchups are special because you know you're playing against a storied, quote-unquote, blue blood program. They usually have a lot of talent. They're usually well-coached. And so, you know, you're in for a test. And you know if you come out victorious in those games that, man, you feel pretty good about who you have in your locker room. And so, you know, more than anything for me, you know, it kind of, you know, it gave me confidence, even more confidence in our group that, you know, we're going to be okay.
Those North Carolina rivalries run deep. I mean, you were there at NC State, Coach. I mean, I hear it in your voice. You don't like the Tar Heels, do you? You can say it. It's cool.
you know, I've you know, it kind of is what it is. You know what I mean? And,
I feel
you.
Know,
I didn't grow up a Carolina fan, and so you know, it's just it kind of is what it is on that.
Justin Gainey with us this afternoon on it. So you guys come back and. You know, I think when you lose that Villanova game, the way it went down, man, if that's a regular situation, Coach Barnes, he's probably putting on the film the next day. And, I mean, that's a hard practice after that, all that stuff. But you get to go right back out there and beat North Carolina. So that it's a little bit different, right? You come back with probably a much different mindset here with the holiday week and the game on Friday. Are you glad to be able to have that game right after Villanova to help get the taste out of your mouth?
Yeah. And that's what I was going to say, man. It allows you as a coach, it allows the players to quickly get that taste out of their mouth. And we still watched the film. We still watched it. We watched it from, you know, from beginning to end. And it was some tough pills to swallow because when we did watch it, we saw some plays that, man, all of us wish we had over. And but it was great teaching moments. And to be able to play that next day and to be able to say, man, I'm going to make a change individually, those guys, I mean, there's nothing more gratifying than to be able to just get right back to it and correct those mistakes and get back out there. But yeah, so it was, you know, it helps when you're able to do that, you know, but there's also that balance where, you run the risk of you guys not responding and not stepping up to the challenge. And then if that happens, now you're really worried about your group. But our group bounced back. They showed the resilience, the toughness that we know that they have. And, you know, look, Villanova, they started two seniors, three juniors, you know, bringing off the bench a senior and a fourth-year junior. Like, they were old, you know, and they've been together for a while. They've been through the fire. And, you know, we're adding a lot of new pieces. So we knew it was going to be a challenge all the way around, but also just kind of us getting to know each other too.
Coach, we could single out a lot of guys for their performances on Sunday, but let's just go with Zakai Ziegler. Great story.
Zakai Ziegler.
Great story here, man. You guys weren't even really looking for him when you discovered him, and man, what a coming out party. Now, is that a one-hit wonder, or are we going to be seeing more of that this season?
Definitely not a one-hit wonder. Tell you, the young man, Zakai, he's a worker. You know, ever since he stepped foot on campus, I mean, he's just been great. I mean, he works hard every day. His basketball IQ is off the charts. I mean, he picked up the offense. And as you know, we don't run a simple offense. You know, he picked it up quick and adapted and adjusted. But he works his butt off every single day. When we got back from the tournament, when everybody's singing his praises, he's right back in the gym. So, no, I don't think this would be a one-hit wonder. I think we're just scratching the surface on who Z really is, because he's a special, talented young man who's about the right things, and, you know, he brings it every day. And I just love it. I just love it when, you know, when the opportunity presents itself and he's able to, you know, perform at a high level in the show. Like, this is what he does every day in practice.
Man, that three-point guard lineup you guys were rolling with in the second half, Ziegler, Chandler, and I don't know how to pronounce his name anymore. I guess it's Vescovi.
Vescovi, yeah.
Yeah, that's what that was a big thing on the TV. Apparently, we've been pronouncing his name incorrectly the first 2 years, so we got to get used to that. Coach, that was a fun lineup to watch, man.
Hey, Russell, you know, I'm a former point guard, and, you know, for me, watching three point guards out there at the same time, man, it brought joy to my life. It brought tears to my eye. I mean, it was beautiful to see. But it was fun. It was fun. And, you know, those guys are, you know, they all play off of each other really well. High IQ. And, you know, like, the thing you worry about when you do go that route is, hey, how is that going to work on the defensive end? You know, it'll be fine offensively, but how is it going to work on the defensive end? And I tell you, all three of those guys competed. But I would say Santi makes it possible because of his ability to guard multiple positions. I mean, he can guard 1 through 4 because he's so active. He's so physical. You know, he's so smart on the defensive end that, you know, there's not a matchup that, you know, you feel like, man, I'm worried about him in 1 through 4. And so he makes that possible because of his size and him being able to take the bigger wing, the bigger guard on the defensive end. Offensively, man, I mean, it's great. We play fast. I mean, you got fast on fast when you talk about Zakai and Kennedy, and so it allows us to push the pace, the tempo, and have a lot of ball handlers out there.
All right, Coach, y'all got Tennessee Tech on Friday. It's your first Thanksgiving in Knoxville tomorrow. Do you have any big plans?
You know, I'll have I'm gonna try not to eat too much. I'll have two Thanksgiving dinners. I have one at home with my family, and then we'll have another one with the team a little bit later. So Please keep me in your thoughts as I try not to eat too much over this break. But, no, it'll be good. It'll be good, you know, having Thanksgiving here and being around all the loved ones and you know, on our program.
So, what's the strategy there, Coach? When you have a second Thanksgiving you got to get to, I mean, how do you set up that first plate? Do you, like, pump the brakes a little bit? Maybe you know, just one roll instead of two or three? Is there any sort of strategy that you implement there?
Yeah, you definitely have to come in there with and be really strategic with it. You know, my game plan right now, you know, I'm putting my scout report together, but it's to only go one round and try to fit everything on one plate in this first one, you know. And so that way I know I'm not just overdoing it. So everything's got to fit on this one plate, and I'll save my desserts until later. And then, you know, when I come in to the second dinner, I'm ready to go.
Well, we don't see anybody on that bench with indigestion Friday afternoon. So you got to play it safe. Yeah. All right, Coach, always a pleasure, my friend. We will do it again soon. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. Welcome again to East Tennessee, and we will catch up again down the road.
Absolutely. Thanks, Russ. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your entire staff and to all the listeners out there.
All right, thanks, man. Justin Gainey, Tennessee basketball assistant coach on the G3 Help Me Hotline. Some good stuff there. You know he was feeling that win over North Carolina on Sunday as a North Carolina native.
Yeah, probably him a little bit more, you know, being more in tune with it being from there. But I think the entirety of the program and the fans really enjoyed. So I enjoyed the hell out of Sunday afternoon. They would seemingly come back and be insurmountable odds to beat us, and to finally just take them down was fun.
Felt good, man. Felt good. We got to take a quick time out. Stay with us. The Drive continues right here on Fan Run Radio.
The Drive.
Cheer on the Big Orange with White Claw Hard Seltzer. Made pure with their unique brew pure process, White Claw is crafted with quality ingredients and made from a blend of seltzer water, a gluten-free alcohol base, and a hint of fruit flavor. With only 100 calories and 1 gram of sugar, White Claw Hard Seltzer won't weigh you down. Available now in 16 deliciously refreshing flavors. Pick up a variety pack and try them all. White Claw Hard Seltzer. Please drink responsibly.
Jets Pizza in Farragut is West Knoxville's home for great pizza, great drinks, and great sports watching. Bring the whole family for an affordable dining experience, or head over to the bar to watch the game and take part in the best happy hour in town, featuring great drink discounts daily from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. And don't forget half-price wings every Wednesday for dining customers from 5 to 10 p.m. Jets Pizza, Kingston Pike and Ferry. Call 865-675-0505 to have it delivered.
You're driving down the road and everything is great. Then, all of a sudden...
911, what's your emergency?
A car accident can change your life in an instant. One minute, everything is fine. The next, your car is wrecked. You're injured and can't work. And you're facing a ton of medical expenses. When that happens, don't just hope the insurance company will come through for you. You need the best lawyers and law firm on your side. With more than 100 years of combined experience helping people, the attorneys at Fox and Farmer have been helping Knoxville and East Tennesseans get the settlements they deserve.
We have the experience you need if you've been injured in a car wreck. And we are happy to give you a free consultation to discuss your case and answer any questions you might have at no charge.
And remember, we don't get paid unless you do.
Give us a call today at 531-9400 or visit us at foxandfarmer.com.
We're Fox and Farmer, and we win for East Tennessee.
8900 Executive Park Drive, Knoxville, online at foxandfarmer.com.
In your pocket or in your hand, at home or in the office, on the road.
Back here on The Drive, Fan Run Radio, Justin Gainey.
Love him.
I like this guy, man.
Yeah.
He's good. He's good on the air.
Yeah. Yeah, he's really good. Got a great voice. Fun to talk to.
Dare I say,
passionate.
He's Vitello-esque.
There's some pretty big shoes, man.
That's putting a lot on him. After only a second appearance on the show. Okay, we'll pump the brakes.
That's a nuclear reactor's worth of electricity. you talking about there?
I'm just saying, like, if things continue on their current trajectory, we might have to play Jam or Not a Jam with him. I'm just saying.
That's a budding superstar.
I'm just saying. It's pretty good.
I like him.
You could tell he loved beating North Carolina. You could tell the way he lit up when he talked about the three-point guard lineup.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. The thing that jumped out at me was the – and it's basically, you know, what me and you said on Voluntary Reaction is, you know, the kids – the big thing was the kids learned a lot this weekend. I think it was a big learning experience for them. I don't think it was that bad for Chandler and all the rest of them, all of them to get, you know, that ferocious
– Oh, I think it was a good thing.
Yeah.
I know that's hard to comprehend. Look, we all wish our team could win every single game they ever play and never lose.
Yeah, but nobody does.
But nobody does, and you can learn a lot. You learn more from losses than you do from wins. Any coach will tell you that.
That was a great learning experience, especially for the young guys.
It was a tremendous learning experience, and it was a tremendous example of – I don't even know that – I'm sure they broke down the film and everything, but for Kennedy Chandler and Ziegler and Brandon Huntley Hatfield and the young guys who have not played at this level before to experience that sort of physicality that Villanova plays with.
That's how the game's played in the Elite Eight and the Final Four.
Yeah, you can't – You could duplicate it a little bit in practice because you've got good players too, but it's different when you're going up against the same guys every day for
months.
Yeah, to go out there, that's a good point too, to go out there against dudes who are like
– Who are hostile and telling you that you can't effing check me.
Yeah.
I mean, backing it up.
It's different, man. And I think it will be a good
tough
learning experience. Folks, enjoy a football feast tomorrow by winning $150 on just a $5 bet when you join FanDuel Sportsbook. New customers, this is your chance to gobble up 30-1 odds. Just place your first bet on any NFL team to win tomorrow. Bears, Lions, Raiders, Cowboys, Bills, Saints. Those are the three NFL games tomorrow. You pick any of the six teams to win at 30-1 odds. That means you bet the full $5. You could win $150 tomorrow on FanDuel. If you haven't signed up yet, this is the time to do it. They don't get many better odds boosts than this. When you win, you're going to get paid in as little as 2 hours. It's legit, folks. We've been doing FanDuel. I've been doing it for over a year now. Love FanDuel. I'll be placing some money tomorrow just to have a little fun, make it a little bit more memorable. Sign up. Take a shot now. Get in the game. Use our promo code DRIVE1 to get in on the action. You celebrate Thanksgiving by winning $150 on just a $5 bet. Remember, it's promo code DRIVE1 when you sign up exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. You must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. New users only. $10 first deposit required. Must wager in designated offer market. Max bonus, $150. Bonus for Tennessee users. Fulfilled in site credit within 72 hours. Tennessee site credit expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline, 1-800-889-9789. 865-546-8200 is your number to get on the drive this afternoon. Russell LeBaire cruising along with you. This is our final fan run offering. No overtime tonight. And, of course, we'll all be off tomorrow celebrating Turkey Day. We will be back Friday with you. Tennessee plays at 3 p.m.
What about the other? Are we having other shows on Friday? You know?
I don't know. Is it wrong that I'm just assuming not?
No, I mean –
John Reed and those boys might stroll in there. I mean, yeah. They've been known to roll up their sleeves and do the work. But
I love everybody, but it's not bad that you should just assume.
We'll be with you at 5.
Yeah.
We're not going to do a game. This might be a little bit selfish, but I want to watch the basketball game. So we're going to do that. Tennessee Tech. We'll start at 5, and we'll go to whenever. We'll – Stevens and the Overtime boys have said, go ahead and take our time. They were eager for the extra time off, too. So I don't know that we go until 8 p.m., but we'll be with you, man. We'll be talking about the Tennessee game, both the basketball game and the football game, which will be played on the next day, and doing all the things we do right here on Fan Run Radio. So be sure to check that out. All right, when we continue, our final look at the coaching rumor mill. There's some new stuff out there today. If you're just joining us, Mark Stoops, his name is being mentioned with the LSU job. We will talk about that a little bit more when we continue next right here on Fan Run Radio.
The Drive.
Fan Run Radio, The Drive continues, wrapping up Wednesday afternoon / evening edition of the show. Where are they playing?
Where is this? This is a Maui Invitational.
Yeah, but it's not in. It's not the gym that they play this thing in, is
it?
Yeah.
I wonder if it's Hawaii's. No. You think they're playing at UH?
No, I mean, it's definitely not. They play the thing in that high school
gym.
It's
the Michelob Ultra Arena is where they're at. I just saw it on the wall. You know what's bad? I got two close friends of mine are in Hawaii right now, and there's nothing worse than when your friends are in Hawaii and they're texting you pictures of the Pacific.
Yeah.
Well, you are right about Wisconsin.
They I know they played this somewhere else last year because of COVID. If they played it at all, I can't remember. I think they played it. But maybe they're playing it somewhere. Maybe they're playing it somewhere else.
It's the Michelob Ultra Arena.
Oh, the Michelob Ultra Arena. The storied Michelob Ultra Arena.
A lot of big basketball games have gone down in there.
We don't know where it is, but we know that it is a house of hoops, a hallowed ground, if you will.
Well, apparently, Michelob Ultra sponsors a lot of arenas. Let me put in Hawaii.
Okay. The coaching carousel news. No late breaking news on either the Florida or LSU job. If you're just joining us,
at Mandalay Bay. Sorry,
Mandalay Bay.
Yeah, that's at the Mandalay Bay
in
Resort.
In Vegas?
No. Is it?
Well, it just keeps getting more confusing. If you're just joining us, the big college football news today, Hugh Freeze getting another big extension at Liberty. So you can cross his name off, at least for this go-around. You can cross him and James Franklin off the coaching carousel wish list for the schools that are out there. The big rumor out there floating around today from Bruce Feldman of The Athletic is that Mark Stoops
is in play,
has emerged as a player for the LSU job. And we had some interesting discussion with Joe Rexroad in hour number one about that, if you want to go back and check that out. Is that
Joe made a pretty convincing argument.
Yeah, I mean, is it a sexy hire? I don't think so.
Could
but,
it be a good hire?
Yeah, maybe.
Could you see Stoops win a national championship down there?
Could you see Ed Orgeron or Les Miles winning national championships anywhere?
Lester, yes, at one point in his career. Ed Orgeron, I'm stunned that he can put a complete sentence together and order breakfast in the drive-through line at McDonald's. I mean, the guy speaks in grunts.
So, I mean, if those guys can do it, yes, I think Stoops can win at a very high level there. I mean, it's an interesting question. Like, if he were offered the job, I think that you have to put yourself in his shoes. Have you taken this Kentucky thing as far as it can be taken?
Well, I think so. I mean, even your best teams, Tennessee's blistered them. We gave a lot of points. We blistered that defense this year.
I don't even think he's looking – like, if you're in his shoes, he's probably not thinking about Tennessee. I'm sure it sticks in his craw that he can't beat Tennessee more consistently. But you beat Florida in a year that they weren't very good, and you were very lucky to do it. They outgained you massively in that game, and they just couldn't punch it in. You have built a – they have a very good defense. They have recruited at a level that is much better than I ever thought I would see Kentucky recruit at. And yet, it feels like there is a ceiling that has been reached there. And so I think that it's going to be interesting to see what LSU decides to do and what he decides to do. Now, the other side of that for Stoops is you've kind of got it set up there. I mean, they don't want to lose him. What were they 8-4 this year? Did they win 9 games?
I think 8-4.
Well, it depends. They got a tough game Saturday against Louisville.
We need them to lose that game.
Yeah, I think that if you're Stoops, you look at it and say, look, man, I mean, as far as SEC jobs go, this is pretty good. I'm in the East.
If he wins Saturday, he's going to the Citrus Bowl.
I get to play Vanderbilt every single year. I get to play Missouri every single year. South Carolina, Tennessee's been down. Florida might be cycling down a little bit here. My permanent opponent from the West is Mississippi State. All that's getting set to change, I understand, with expansion, but it's a pretty good gig, man. You can go 8-4 till the cows come home at Kentucky, and nobody's going to be calling for your job.
Making you millions of dollars a year. Lexington's a nice place to live.
You go to LSU, there's going to be some expectations there. 8-4 is looked at as a failure in Baton Rouge. So I think it comes down to kind of like how much do you want to challenge yourself? Do you see yourself standing on that stage someday winning a national championship? If you do, and that's a goal of yours, I think you got to look at trying to get to a place like LSU because you're not going to have that moment at Kentucky. Even if the playoff expands, I just don't see it. 865-546-8200. Let's wrap things up with a call from Roger. Good afternoon, Roger. You're on the drive.
How y'all doing tonight?
Hey, Raj, we're doing very well. Thank you.
Well, good. Happy Thanksgiving to y'all. Happy Thanksgiving to y'all.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Raj. I know you're fired up. Let me ask you, Raj. Don't lie to me. I'm hooking you up to the Fan Run lie detector. Okay.
Okay.
Are you a turkey man or a ham man? If you had to choose just one tomorrow, turkey or ham, which way are you going?
That's easy. Turkey.
My man.
I feel like the lie detector's going off. Roger, the correct answer for you, I would expect, is both.
No, not both.
I said he had to choose one.
I don't really like ham. I don't like ham. But if I get hungry enough,
I'm kind of the same way, Raj. I'm not a ham enthusiast by any stretch of the imagination. I know some people all about some ham. I will eat the ham if it's there on Thanksgiving, just out of a sense of obligation. But I'm going turkey first. I'm getting as much turkey as without like weirding other people out and covering that in gravy. And then I'm getting like maybe a little slice of ham. A slice or two of ham, more out of a sense of obligation than anything else.
I hear you. I wanted to ask you about the coaching. About basketball, I guess. About the man's. I just wanted to ask you about the man. I know he went and won. You think it's fair? They won one game and lost one on the weekend of the tournament. Think it's fair? Think it's fair to say if you win one game and
Go out there and you play two quality teams like that and you come back 1-1. I mean, you heard Coach Ganey just moments ago. I mean, they're happy with it. They're satisfied. And I think that even though you lose to Villanova and they strap you pretty good, I think that they take away enough lessons there from that game to where they can turn it into a positive learning experience.
Sure.
And also about the man have to watch them play.
Raj. I think that they are very good, and I think they have a lot to work on. Got to get more physical in the post. Got to get more physical all around, but particularly in the post. I mean, this is something that Rick Barnes has been harping on since the beginning of the season. I think he's looking at Huntley Hatfield in particular and saying, look, we know he's a talent, but he hasn't played against grown men like he's going to be playing against, and not really sure that he knows what he's getting into. Right. And I think that was an eye-opening experience for a lot of Tennessee's players Saturday against a team that is accustomed to playing against players like that on a night-in, night-out basis. So I think, again, learning experience, I think that they will grow from that, and that will be good. All right, wrapping up, folks, we are grateful for you. Thank you so much for tuning in to Fan Run Radio. For all of us here at the station, we hope you have a very happy Thanksgiving. We will be back with you 5 o'clock-ish, right after the Tennessee Tech game. Bear and I will be here taking your phone calls on the Vols and everything else in your world of sports. Have a great holiday. Be safe. We love you. Fan Run Radio continues after this.
For almost a decade, the Phone Exchange on Kingston Pike has been the best place in Knoxville to buy, sell, or trade.